His smiling face, his face of ecstasy toward Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is an unusual form of Krishna. Actually, many years ago, when the British were in India, they would see the festival that would happen at Orissa in Puri every year, and they saw this big cart with Jagannath on the cart, and they thought it was horrible. They thought that somehow or other it was this great demoniac thing swallowing people up. I saw one description where it looked like they were saying that Jagannath's mouth was dripping with blood or something like that. I mean, I don't know how anyone could see that in there. At any rate, it's obvious that they had their own intentions. And of course, the Rath Yatra brings so many people, especially in Puri, where it's been celebrated for centuries. Maybe they saw someone crushed under the cart, and that's what made them think that way. Today, in the English language, there's the word Jagannath, or Juggernaut, actually, is how it's usually said, which is obviously a similar cognate to the idea of Jagannath, the deity. Why does Jagannath look so unusual? We see that we ask the question all over the world, does God have a form? A lot of people will say that God does not have any form. What to speak of a form like that? These are kind of really cute, these black Jagannath balls or Jagannath floating up above us. So, people would say, does Jagannath represent God? How could it, such a strange form represent God? It's very unusual looking. And many people say that God has no form. If you ask Jewish people, they say God has no form. If you ask Muslims, Islamics, they say God has no form. Christians are not sure. They think if God has a form, it's the form of Jesus. You ask Buddhists, the ones who actually write their various literature, does God have a form? And they say, God, what is that? But we actually do have information about God's form. God has a form. And of course, this form is very unusual. There's no time to really get into anything. I had kind of a longer discussion plan, but I'm just going to chop it down because shortness is the most important part of this lecture. So, the form of Lord Jagannath, of course, we have several stories. One of them is, if you've never been acquainted with this story, that there was a king who wanted to see God. He was unable to see God, and God told him that he would soon appear to him in some form, a form called Nilamadava. Eventually, this led to him sending out one of his servants, who came across Nilamadava, who was being worshipped by some generally thought of low-class people called Shabaras. And it even led to the king trying to find out where the Shabaras kept this deity. But the deity vanished. And then it led to another episode where the deity was to be carved from a log. And the carver made the restriction that should he be interrupted, then he would not finish the carving. The king interrupted him, so he didn't finish the carving. But why was the carving unfinished? Why did it look so unusual? If you look at Jagannath, he has a big round face, almost featureless, his arms are just hints of some kind of arm. His body is not fully delineated. What was the artist aiming for? What could it possibly be? There's another story, an interesting story. Most people have heard this if you've been around this time. And that thing is, that story is that Krishna was away, but the queen, specifically the queens of Dwarka, Rukmini, not Rukmini, but Rohini actually, and the other queens were discussing pastimes of Krishna. And they sent Subhadra, Krishna's sister, to be on the lookout should Krishna or anyone else try to listen in on the stories. And as Subhadra was listening to the stories herself through the door, she began to go into ecstasy. And the arms withdrew into her body, and her face got very big. And then Krishna happened to notice that as he was walking by. Since she was in ecstasy, she didn't even notice that Krishna was coming. And then he began to listen, and the same thing happened to him. And of course, the same thing happened to Balaram. You're getting, of course, the Reader's Digest version of this story. So, they all three had their arms retracted into their bodies, their heads large, and their bodies kind of truncated like a tortoise. Lord Chaitanya once had a similar form. And this is the unusual form that the artist was trying to carve. This unusual form. So what is it then? It's the form of Krishna in great ecstasy. This is an ecstatic form of Krishna. We're looking at what Krishna looks like when he's in great ecstasy. Why does he look like that when he's in great ecstasy? Well, he could look like anything, but that's what he chose to look like, in ecstasy. And we see that Krishna's beautiful big eyes and his wide mouth, it's not horrible. It's actually attractive, and it's easy to look at, though it may appear a little abstract for us. So, this is the form that's been worshipped for centuries in Jagannath Puri. This is the festival that we have today. And I'm going to end there. If anybody has a question, I'll answer it. Otherwise, we can move on to something more important. Yeah. Yeah. Was Nila Madhava? Nila Madhava was a form of Krishna that originally was told by Indradyumna he would see. It was a form was called Nila Madhava. It means beautiful and blue. Nila is blue. And so this was actually not a form like Jagannath, but it was a regular form of the deity. It was worshipped by the Shabaras, who were a usually not highly regarded group that raised pigs. In this group, their leader worshipped this form of Nila Madhava. How he came to have it, I don't know. But for a long time, the whole tribe worshipped this form. And then when King Indradyumna found out about Nila Madhava, he sent Vidyapati to find Nila Madhava. And Vidyapati searched and couldn't find. Finally, Vidyapati wound up marrying the daughter of this leader of the Shabara tribe. And, you know, that was incidental to his search for the deity. And then he discovered that his father-in-law, the Shabara tribal king, would vanish every night and go somewhere. And so he asked his wife, you know, what does your father do every night? And she said, well, he goes to worship Nila Madhava. So there it was. What he'd been sent on, he'd suddenly stumbled across it.